Hello and welcome to Unit C. Nathan Johnson here. All right, diving right in. I think you did a good job in the virtual makeup boutique. Here's where I think things are a little bit lacking. I appreciate that you took the time to explain the differences you'd make in the evening look, but explain the same things in your, in your daytime looks. They require just as much thought, and I have no doubt in my mind that were you actually doing these on a client, they would not come out looking exactly like they did in the boutique, even if you had the same client, the exact same products, everything. All right, now, for your actual makeup application here within your smoky eye. Now, let's start first by looking at the shadow application with the eyes closed. I think you did a very good job on the shadow application. The black is definitely harder on the outer corner of photo right than it is photo left. Make sure that those things are completely uniform and well blended. The evenness is what, people are looking for and paying for. Look at the eyeliner. Notice that on photo left, it's thicker than it is on photo right as it graduates out. Those things are important. Now, your eye makeup is actually really good. It's very, very, very close to perfect, but I'm pushing you hard because you do good work. So I have to push you further so that you can become better. Here's the thing that I think is just way off. Those lashes are drag lashes. You've hid your entire smoky eye behind a curtain of lash. So all the makeup that you've done, you've hidden. And also, notice how that lash just doesn't look good. When you get into the inner corner, there's just no lash. It's like you went bald for like almost half an inch. It just does, it's not flattering. So if you're going to do that, at least put on individuals in that inner corner to balance it out. Otherwise, it looks strange. Because notice you started one lash out further than you did the other one. On one, the lash starts almost in the middle of the eye at the pupil, and on the other, it goes all the way past the iris of the eye. Those things matter, that evenness, that uniformity. That's what your clients are paying you for. So make sure that, things even like a lash have the balance that you want them to. And in this case, it's hiding your work. It's doing you a disservice. All right, for your seasonal adjustments, great job. Perfect choices, perfectly explained, and a great way to, set up a little travel kit for a client who wants to look fantastic but doesn't want to carry a lot of things. So excellent choices. Really good job. All right, for the winter case study makeover, awesome job here filling out the face chart. Love that you're doing so much to hydrate the skin. Make sure that you are always using a primer because the primer is also going to help lock in that moisture. Because it puts, in many cases, a silicone base over the skin, creating another barrier to prevent from dryness. I think this would be a great look, and I would love to see it realized. So I think you did a really fantastic job on this section. All right, next up, the makeup for teens and pregnant women. Now, it's very important that we understand that, skin has its things. It has its times when it wants to behave, and its times in life when it can change a little bit. Now, one of the, skin changes a lot more for women than it does men because your skin can change. Your skin type can completely change when you're pregnant. And then it can change again when pregnancy stops. Skin type can completely change when menopause strikes. It can completely change from certain medications. Whereas with men, your skin type can only change if you end up on an extreme medication. So there are things to keep in mind. Number two, SPF stands for it's false. Standard protective factor is not correct. It's sun protection factor. That's what it actually stands for. Everything else in there, you got entirely correct. So really good work. Okay, next section, the male makeup. Men are a finicky client, and you got to get it just right. The only one that was a little tricky for you here was number four. Makeup for men should be, and it's D. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's practically invisible, sometimes it's medium. It all depends on the man, the medium in which he's working in, how his skin initially is condition-wise. All of those things are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important. So that was the only one that was a little tricky. Very good work, though. All right, for the verbal and nonverbal communication, you got every single one of them correct. Awesome job. Really good work. All right, and last but certainly not least, the overcoming objections. It's very important that in this section you you don't offend your client. And here, the one thing I would leave out is the word. Yeah, well, no, in this case, I like the way that you did it. But I'm always wary when someone says you having a professional. But you did the explanation that I'm really after. Your sister is not going to be able to enjoy herself, is what you're telling her. And you're right. You're not making that up. She's going to be an employee and not someone who's able to enjoy the wedding. And, you know, you say it in a sensible, logical way that will make her reconsider because she wants her sister to have fun. Awesome job all round. I'm really, really, really proud of the work that you did on this unit. I cannot wait to see what you have in store for me in the next one. So as soon as you're ready, please send it off to me and I'll have it graded for you in the blink of an eye. So have an awesome day. And I'll talk to you really, really soon. Bye-bye.